The next presentation is going to be field and laboratory screening of fine fescues for allelopathic potential, and the presenter is John Trappi.
Okay, thank you. This experiment was had a twofold purpose. One was to validate some allelopathy screening that we had conducted in a growth chamber experiment, and two, to develop a field screening protocol for allelopathy and fine fescues and incorporate those into into a turfgrass breeding program. So a graduate student a few years ago in our lab up at the University of Minnesota conducted an experiment looking at 20 accessions for three different fine fescue species, chewings, hard, and strong creeping red fescue. And he had measured reduction in root length for annual bluegrass and Dutch white clover that was growing amongst each of these fine fescue accessions. And he had observed quite a bit of variability in their root reduction across genotypes within and across species. So what I had done is I'd taken the top three and bottom performers in that growth chamber experiment, as well as a commercial standard for each of those same three species, with the hopes of trying to take these out into the field and validate these results. So I established them from seeds in containers. And what we had done is in a field experiment, we would need to have a predictable weed population, so we decided to use an annual like crabgrass, and we decided to use two different locations that had consistent crabgrass populations, St. Paul, Minnesota, and West Lafayette, Indiana. And we planted these in the spring of 2017, replicated four times in a randomized complete block, and we planted them in a 3x3 grid with the intention of studying the crabgrass as it emerges, grows, and develops, and potentially suppresses as it's growing amongst these fine fescues. And our response variables were crabgrass emergence, a visual rating of seed heads from the crabgrass, as well as their overall biomass, and then trying to do some regression against fine fescues plant height. So looking at our results, a few of these figures are going to be set up in the same way, so I'll just kind of walk through what we're looking at here. So on the y-axis, we have fine fescue genotype, and these are color-coordinated by turfgrass species. Green is strong creeping red fescue, yellow is chewings fescue, and blue is hard fescue. On the x-axis, we have a reduction in crabgrass biomass. So the control plots, so that's reduction from the control, and the control plot just had no fine fescue growing in it, so it was essentially just pure crabgrass. And without getting into specifically trying to work through all of these different accessions, I just want to point out some different trends that we'd observed. So across both locations in Minnesota and in Indiana, we saw some strong similarities in the top and bottom performers for their reduction in crabgrass growth. Notably, radar chewings fescue was among the highest for crabgrass reduction in biomass, and beacon hard fescue was among the lowest for crabgrass reduction. That got us thinking whether or not we were observing crabgrasses being outcompeted by the fine fescues, and whether or not we were actually seeing allelopathy. So we did some regression with looking at the actual plant height for those individual where we collected those biomass from the crabgrass, and we essentially found no relationship between the fine fescue growth and the crabgrass biomass reduction. We also did some regression looking at that growth chamber experiment that I discussed a few minutes ago, where we were looking at that had looked at white clover and annual bluegrass weeds, and we found no relationship between our top performers and bottom performers and then that experiment, which isn't too surprising because as you get into the allelopathy literature, you find that they are very very weed species specific for a genotype for its allelopathic potential, and given the fact that they're different weed species, we could just be observing a difference in genotype versus weed species interaction. The most notable thing from this experiment was the fact that we saw similar rankings across different crabgrass populations separated by about 500 miles. So that's certainly exciting, and potentially we have some fine fescues to be working with as well. So We're going to take this experiment and we're going to continue to develop some screening protocols in the greenhouse using soil media, and we're going to continue to collect data on the same experiment. And as part of a recently funded SCRI grant, we're going to be doing some metabolomics, trying to identify the actual allele chemicals in those. And with that, I'd like to thank the Rutgers Turfgrass Breeding Group, Jeff Shorgen, Quincy Law, Andrew Holman, Ryan Schwab for data collection, and the funding from Specialty Crop Research Initiative. Thank you. Thank you.